It's Monday, April 20th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. As we continue to track and monitor the spread of COVID-19 cases across the country, one important metric is the total death count. But depending on which state we are getting numbers from, these deaths can be tallied in very different ways. Some states only count the death if there is a confirmed laboratory test. Others count probable cases of coronavirus. Some, like Dr. Deborah Birx, says a death should count to the total tally if someone has COVID-19 regardless of the cause of death. Others wouldn't count it if, for example, they died by a heart attack. All of these inconsistencies amount to what could be an undercount in the official numbers. Emma Brown, reporter at the Washington Post, joins us for which deaths count toward the COVID-19 death toll.
Thanks for joining us, Emma.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to continue talking about coronavirus and the tracking and spread of the disease across the country. There's a lot of different metrics we go by, confirmed cases, hospitalizations. People have said we should be looking to really see how much this is impacting us. But one number that a lot of people really like to look at is the deaths, the total death count of people who have gotten COVID-19. But really, that number is also pretty elusive. It depends on what state you're in. And then the overall federal numbers kind of take an aggregate and then they do something with the numbers too. And it's always changing. So even going by that metric is kind of tough. Emma, tell us a little bit about how states are counting the death count with regards to COVID-19.
We did a story about a week ago that was about how the nation is almost certainly undercounting the number of deaths because, as the CDC described to us, states are only reporting to the federal government the number of people who die and test positive for COVID-19. And of course, we know that testing has been really limited. So folks who are dying and not being tested were not being included in that tally. What we found as we went deeper for this story is that, in fact, states are doing it in different ways. So, for example, Colorado has for weeks been including more people than just those who test positive, but also including what they call epidemiologically linked deaths. So people who had close contact with a confirmed case and also symptoms consistent with the disease. Whereas Alabama is actually weeding out deaths. So they are not reporting all deaths of people who die with the disease. They're conducting an additional review of medical records to see whether they believe that person actually died of the disease. And about 1 in 10 people who died with it, they have concluded, did not actually die of it. So those folks do not get reported into the state's official tally or then the federal tally.
So I wanted to drill down into that a little bit because we've been talking a lot about this, obviously, on the podcast, and people that come down with COVID-19, it's a respiratory illness, it attacks the lungs, and people can get pneumonia, and that's some of the more severe symptoms on that front. But we also hear a lot about underlying health conditions and people with diabetes, heart conditions, other respiratory conditions. And sometimes people are dying of those symptoms being exacerbated because of the crazy immune system and all that. So if somebody, let's say, dies of a heart attack, but they have COVID-19, where does that count? Are they being counted as a COVID-19 death or not because they died of a heart attack?
That's one of the things that depends on where you are. So in Alabama, for example, the state told us the kinds of categories of people that may not be counted as COVID-19 are those who did not have respiratory symptoms or those who died of an acute event like a heart attack or stroke, or folks who like die in a car accident. So your heart attack example is one where in Alabama you might not be counted. It of course depends on a lot of other factors. And in Alabama, they were careful to say folks who have underlying conditions, that doesn't mean they're not going to be counted. We take it case by case. But I think it just points to the fact that, as you said, that number that you see kind of flashed on screens throughout the day is the number who have died in the U.S. It looks like a really concrete number. But when you look beneath the surface, you see that there's a lot of different assumptions sort of built into that number that are different depending on where you are.
It really seems like a judgment call for the doctors or whoever is determining what category to put it in. Continuing in Alabama, because they seem to be this kind of outlier in the way that they're counting things. There was an example you gave in your story where there was two patients who each died with problems in one lung, and they were excluded from the death count because in most cases of COVID-19, both lungs are affected.
in Jefferson County, which includes Birmingham, the state's largest city, the head of the health department there did describe in a little bit of detail the folks who had been ruled out. That is, they died with the disease, they had tested positive for it, but they were not sort of included in the number of people who died from the disease. And that's exactly it. There were two people who had lung problems, but the problems were only in one lung. And so the doctor who basically did this medical review concluded they did not die of COVID because they didn't have it in both lungs. There was another person who had sepsis, which is like your body's immune reaction to a bacterial bloodstream infection, died of sepsis, and they said did not have COVID-related symptoms. And then there were two folks who were in hospice for other illnesses, and according to the medical officers, did not have COVID symptoms.
Dr. Deborah Birx, who is on the coronavirus task force for the White House, basically said that if you have coronavirus and then you die, it should be counted as a COVID-19 death. So how does the CDC and the national count, how do they classify all these deaths? Because all of this that we're hearing kind of just points to a severe underestimation of what the deaths really could be.
Birx did say that, and there has been, against the backdrop of this political back and forth about whether the number is perhaps in some way an overcount. So on Fox News, that has been sort of a theme that maybe the number is too high because we're counting too many people who die with it, but would have died anyway, basically. And she and Dr. Anthony Fauci both said last week that's not the case and tried to tamp that down. What she was saying there about how everybody who dies with it will be counted, or we intend to count each of those people, was interesting in terms of this story because our reporting shows that that's, in the case of Alabama, clearly not true. When we asked CDC about it, they said, we report what states report to us. That was their answer. So we do live in, of course, a federal system where there's a lot of decentralization between the states. So I think it comes down to the fact that states are doing it in different ways, and the CDC is reporting, as you said, the aggregate of all those different ways.
Emma Brown, reporter at the Washington Post, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.